know, it's disappointing to lose, of course, as it always is, and it's our first setback in a while, to be honest. And over the last couple of years, we've always responded well to these types of situations, and hopefully we can do the same again this week.
The Stoop's in danger of becoming a bit of a bogey ground for Saracens.
A lot of away grounds are tough to come to, and Quinns are a good side. They've got lots of good players, they're a well-coached team. So you've got to be on it everywhere you go, and we obviously get off to a pretty horror show start. And you know, the intercept was a big moment, and you know, mentally it's hard, and they followed it up with another try soon after that, and you're 17-0 behind, and it was a bit of a mountain to climb. So we give ourselves a chance, which is an encouraging thing.
Equally though, you had that 10-minute spell just before half time when you were encamped 5 metres off their try line. Did you think the referee might have gone for a yellow card at that point?
Oh, I don't know. It was an important point of the game, because there was a strong wind for us in the second half, and coming away with something 17-7 might have been okay, given the way that we played in the second half. But we came away from that sort of pressure with absolutely nothing, which is disappointing. And you know, 17 points is a big old lead for Quinns at that time. We did our best to chip away at it in the second half. Had one, I think, good opportunity after we had scored Wiggy's try. But fair play to them, they deserve to win.
And Quinns, as obviously you'll be reflecting on Saracens' performance, seemed to really raise their game today.
Yeah, they did. And as I said to you, they're a good side with good players. And when they're like that, they're very difficult to play against. And we suffered that way today. We weren't obviously at our best, but give them a bit of credit.
It's obviously a while since you've had to deal with this situation. Do you go in and scream and shout, or is it very calm?
No, I think it's always important that you understand why you've lost, and usually it's not that complicated, and usually it's one big thing or a couple of small things. So we got a very, very important game for us next Friday night down in Bristol. They fought really hard last night. They showed a lot of good qualities last night, Bristol. And we need to prepare well for the game. We need to be like we normally are, but I'm looking forward to see how we respond.
That period just before half time, were you thinking that could be a penalty try, could be a yellow card? What were your feelings about all that?
I didn't really think of it like that. There was a lot of consecutive set piece penalties, and you always think that there's a chance that could happen. But just disappointing not to come away from that period of pressure with some points. I kind of felt that they weren't in our 22 a lot today. I think they were down there once, and they scored the try that they scored after their first one. And I'm not so sure they were in our 22 again after that. So it feels like an opportunity lost for us. I don't think maybe we made Quinns work as hard for their victory today as we probably should have.
Bristol probably be a bit disappointed with that result, because the last thing they probably want, given their struggles, is a wounded and determined Saracens.
Well, we'll see. We just got to make sure that our group turn up with a really positive attitude on Monday, get stuck into our preparation, because I've no doubt that Bristol will be preparing hard for us.